Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, Gideon Sunday, June the 10th, 1984. God bless as we worship together. At this time, our youth choir is going to sing, and as I said, we thank God for them, and we know they're going to give us some wonderful songs today. Brother White is going to come to read our scripture at this time, and taken from the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Feel free to use the pew Bibles if you didn't bring yours today. They were placed there in memory of Brother Barber. Psalms 119, verses 1 through 16. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways are directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all of thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts. I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. And I will not forget thy word. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, Father, that you would instill in our hearts the desire to learn more and more about your word, what you have to teach us in our daily lives. It would be a guide to us as we go from day to day, that we could be acting in accordance to your will. We thank you, Father, this morning for this beautiful day, for all the ones that have come out to worship you today, for the songs that these young ones have sung to us this morning. We thank you for the many blessings that you give us in this church. And this morning, Father, we would not forget those who cannot be with us, those who are sick and afflicted. We pray that you'd heal them, that be your blessed will. And we would not forget those on our prayer list that do not know Jesus. We pray, Father, that you speak to their hearts and cause them to seek your word and to turn to Jesus. This morning, if there be in our midst that does not know you, Lord, we pray that they'd make their decision today. We thank you, Father, for the Gideons and their great work and throughout the world. And we thank you for the one that's going to be with us here this morning. Be with him, Father. Lead him in everything that he says. And be with all of the Gideons throughout this organization. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymnal, let's turn in our hymn books to page 163, and let's stand again and sing, Break Thou the Bread of Life, 163.
Thank you. welcome Mrs. Burns' friend. Forgot to mention that a while ago. We're glad to have you with us, ma'am. God bless you. And any others that are visiting with us today. Just before Brother Bobby Scott from Elizabethtown comes to speak for us on the Gideons, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us. Brother Scott told me he got up at 3 o'clock this morning to come this way. You know, Elizabethtown is all the way in the West Kentucky. And we appreciate him coming all that way to speak to us today about the Gideons. And we thank God for the Gideons. Tom, you and Fred come and sing for us before Brother Scott preaches. Or I should say preaches or speaks for us today. He has preached, he said. So he may even preach to us today about God's Word.
We've got one here that we haven't sung this for. We've sung this with Joyce. We're going to try to sing it without her. I thought about telling Debbie to get up here, but I knew she'd chicken out. So.
They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. As I climb this gospel ladder, always leading every side, I know my Savior's with me and He's teaching me new life. Every day that I'm climbing, there's a battle for me. Every step on this ladder is another victory. They're holding up a ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. The angels are holding up this ladder for me.
Come on, you Christian soldiers, show this world your light can shine. Get on this gospel ladder and don't be afraid to climb. Can't you hear the awesome cheering? Soon the battle will be o'er, and we'll celebrate the victory when we reach that other shore.
They're holding up the ladder that I'm climbing on. I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm going home at the top of the ladder. Oh, what joy there will be. And the angels are holding up this ladder for me. And the angels are holding up this ladder.
A little more familiar. We've sung this one here, so if you make a mistake, don't tell us.
There's something that's gonna happen, and the day is drawing near. It is time to get excited. Get excited.
praise the Lord for that wonderful singing. I can always sense the presence of God when He is present in His house. And I feel that presence this morning. I don't feel, because I have a lot of equipment with me here this morning, that I'm going to go through all of it, keep you here that long. He's already told me that you let out at 12 o'clock, so I'll be sure and let you out at that time. In fact, I may even cut it a little short. I want to express to Brother here my appreciation on the part of the Gideons for inviting us in, and for all of you that are responsible and have a part. They are very spiritual and dedicated people. And I want you to be prayerful with me. I am not a speaker, and I don't pretend to be. So someone mentioned if they made a mistake to not tell them about it. If you keep account of the mistakes that I'll make, you'll need a whole notebook to record them on, probably. So bear with me as I go through. We had a wonderful trip. One brother that came had just a little farther to come than I did, and I believe I heard him say something about he never did get to bed, maybe just a few minutes. So pray for us as we attempt to go back, that we can remain awake and get home safely. I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 55:11, if you would like to read this verse with me. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. May God add a blessing to the reading of His holy word. Let us bow our heads, please. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, the Creator of all things that have been made, Lord, we're so thankful unto Thee that Thou saw fit to bring us forth in this direction this day. Please bless and find favor with these people that have collected here to give Thee service. Find favor with this pastor and his family and all those that are officers and leaders and Sunday school teachers of this church, for theirs are of Thine. Lord, we thank Thee for the food that we have to eat and the clothing that we have to wear and the Christian friends that we have to fellowship with, and above all for Thy holy word and for Jesus who came, who suffered, endured and died, that we all may have life. Lead, guide, and direct me this morning as I attempt to bring the Gideon message and to cause these people to become more aware of the Gideon program and its ministry, and let them know that this is a ministry of this church and they can have a part in it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask. Amen. As I told you, I am not a speaker, and I'm fairly new at this. A good brother here told you I have done a little preaching, but they seem to get me into the Gideons. My purpose this morning is to help win others to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that this is the purpose of most Christians all over the world. I believe that this is the purpose of most of you here this morning. We're all in the fellowship of Christ, and we're all concerned about souls and those that are lost and in salvation for each person. There's three ways in which I will attempt to render unto my God and your God our ways in assisting Him in saving men, women, boys and girls from their souls. First, I want to recruit new members into the Gideon ministry. The Gideon organization is composed of Christian business and professional men that's dedicated to the service of Jesus Christ. Their primary function is to place Bibles, that's God's holy word, in hotels, motels, hospitals, restrooms, schools, colleges, and other institutions. There in Elizabethtown, we have what we call a jail ministry, and we issue Bibles to the inmates there. Secondly, I want to be a personal witness and give testimony as to what the Gideons are doing in the way of the work for the Lord. The Gideon Constitution requires that a Gideon be a member of good standing of a Protestant or evangelical church, and a Gideon must have a written letter of recommendation from his pastor. Then thirdly, I want to tell you about the Gideon message, about its ministry, and about its program. Now, the Gideon started back some time ago in 1898 by a man by the name of John Nicholson. And he was a traveler, and he stopped it one night at a motel, or a hotel. As it happened, that hotel was so crowded, he couldn't get a single room to himself, and he had to share it with a stranger. And that night, John started to have his devotion and started to pray and read his Bible. And I guess that's really when he got acquainted with the stranger, because the stranger interrupted him and said, "Hold on there, I'm a Christian too. You know, somehow, brother, it seems that Christians just find each other." And so, there together that night, they had their devotion. Later on, they met together with another man and organized this committee, or this group, or this association. And after much discussion and prayer, they decided to call the group Gideons. The reason that our group is called Gideons is found in chapter 6 and 7 of Judges in the Bible. If you remember, Gideon was a man who was willing to do exactly what God wanted him to do. And that's what we Gideons are trying to do. We're trying to do the will of God. The Gideons placed their first Bibles in Superior Hotel in Iron Mountain, Montana. That was in 1908. And at that time, they placed 25 Bibles. That was the beginning of our association. Now, if there's anyone here, any man that's 21 years old or older that would be interested in joining the mission, if you feel you're being called, it's kind of like the ministry field. We feel you need to be called. I'll be glad to talk with you about it after the services. Ministers have always been supportive of our program. We're non-denominational. We work through and with all churches that believe in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, just think of us as being an extension of your own church right here. We're a supplement to what you're already doing. With your aid and with your assistance, with your prayers, and with your financial support, we can become a ministry of your church right here at Airport. You see, we're able to travel and to go places maybe that a lot of you can't go. We're able to take the time and go that I know a lot of you may not have time. Some of you may not be able to physically. We've got a lot of handicapped people this time. And we can do that. We do this for you. I feel that deep down in your heart that you're interested in this missionary support and this extension of your church. We Gideons, we pay our own expenses, our gas, food, travel, lodging, supplies. We buy our own Bibles, things like that. So whatever you give and contribute will all go to the purchase and distribution of Bibles. When we join the Gideon Association, we pay a fee. And then every year we keep paying that fee. And that fee goes to the support of our headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee. And so that's how our administrative expenses are covered. We do that ourselves. So none of the money that you give go to administrative overhead or administrative costs. And I've thought about it a lot. I don't know of any other religious group or organization that when you make your contributions to that doesn't have some type of overhead or expense. In fact, that's one of the things that I tell a new prospective Gideon. Some of them say, well, you know, I'd like to join the Gideons, But I can't be a speaker. Well, we don't expect everyone to be a speaker. I'm sure not one. You've already found that out. But we all work in different ways. Some can pass out Bibles. Some can collect money. And some can witness and visit nursing homes and hospitals. So each to his own, so to speak. But our fee takes care of our old administrative cost. And I want to mention this about our headquarters in Nashville. I can give you the number to it, and anytime you want to call, you can do that. Our services are available. But you can't call now like they open. I think it's 9 o'clock. It won't do any good to call at 9. Because the first 30 minutes, they're all praying and having devotion. So you'll just you'll be put on hold if you call at 9 o'clock. Let me tell you about the needs that we have for Bibles. People are hungry for the Word of God, more so today than ever before. Places and new places, new areas and new countries are continuously opening up to us and receiving God's Word. I know I'm old enough, of course I don't look it, I know, but I can remember when Chairman Mao took over the leadership of China back years ago. And you remember when they took all the Bibles and anything that had a Western appearance to it, literature and what have you, and went through the streets and piled it up in the streets and burned it. And Mao almost lost control of China, and he started what was called the Red Guard. And they just went through, and anything that represented the Western world, well, they destroyed. And so the people then, of course, they shut down churches, and they had to hide their Bibles, and they had to take their Christianity and worship underground, so to speak, and keep it a secret. And, of course, you're all well aware now that we have recognized China again, and I believe we've got official recognition. Is that right? So what I'm saying is, what would we do if China were to open up her doors again and let us back in, let us Gideons back in, and let the missionary people back in? How could we provide a fourth of the earth's population with Bibles and scriptures? But we can do it with your help and my help. We can do it. All of us working together, there's a way. Even though we cannot operate freely in China and a lot of other communist countries, the Gideons today are operating in 133 countries throughout the world. We're a fast-growing group. This must be of God's will. As of March 31st this year, we've placed a worldwide total of over 300 million scriptures. And remember, we started out with only 25 back in 1908. We've placed 145 million in the United States and over 3 million here in the state of Kentucky. They tell us about January 1st, there'll be 85 million more people on this earth. So you can see with Bibles costing anywhere, well, I think it's $3.75 now. It's hard for me to keep up with the prices. Bibles, like anything else, it keeps changing and prices going up. But there is a tremendous need for more funds to purchase more scriptures. And we'll take care of the distributing if you'll help us with the purchasing. I believe that most everyone is aware of the Bibles that we distribute. We have here this Bible that we put in motels and hotels, and probably this is the most common known of all of them, I guess. There's a lot of stories and testimonies that I could tell you with these. In fact, just this summer I went with a friend of mine, and we had passed out more Bibles, and we replace them if they're worn or show any signs of abuse or age. And the ones that we replace, the old ones, then we take and ship to foreign countries. And we don't take any of them for ourselves. In fact, if you wanted to, I cannot even sell you one myself. I can guide you to someone else that can in that way. But we all channel through the headquarters at Nashville or through your Gideon rack over here, memorial rack, and things like that. I'd like to tell you about a story, a young man here. He was raised in a Christian home. the age of 15, he does like a lot of young people does. He felt he wanted to get out and sow some oats, you know, kind of fill his cheerio, so to speak. And he left from home. And he did everything that could be thought of. Drank, spent money, wild parties, drugs. And each time, he had to go a little more and dig a little deeper and get a little wilder, you know, a little more extreme. One morning, when he woke up, he was in a motel. I don't think he even remembered how he got there. And he was in such bad shape that he sat there wondering how he was just going to end it all. Life wasn't worth living. Now, when he had checked in, or when he had gotten in his room, he had, what we try to do if they'll let us, is leave the Bible on the desk. Now, sometimes the cleaning lady will come in and put it in the drawer, and that's fine, but we would prefer to be on the desk, but we won't argue about it. We're just glad to get the Bible in the room. But it was on the desk in this particular case, and he couldn't stand to look at it. And he pulled the drawer out and put it in the drawer. And he had with him a gun and a knife. And I forgot where he put the gun, but the knife he laid on top of the Bible. So when he came to himself the next morning, well, he just, you know, made up his mind he's going to end it. Life wasn't worth living. And in sin, it's not. But anyway, he decided that the gun would be noisy and too messy, and he went to get the knife, and as he did, he knocked it off of the Bible. And so he picked up the Gideon. Now, this is not really a Gideon Bible. It's God's Word. So, sits down, starts reading. What else could you ask for? He's alone with God. And he made his profession of faith, and he was saved. Now, we don't do that much in our church. We try. But the people that come, they're Christians. You know, they're all right. These are lost people that are giving up that we're saving. I have here. This means a lot to me because I help children too. And I could just go on and on with these stories. This is the most memorial to me. There's this motel owner, and the Gideons went to visit him and asked him if they could place Bibles. No, he didn't want to fool with them. You'll have to excuse me. He didn't have time for it. He's busy. Whatever. You've heard excuses. So as it happened, as God works, they also went to the school. And we give these out to fifth graders. So his little girl got one. And she brought it home. And that night, they're sitting around. I think he was reading the paper. And she pulled it out and she said, "Daddy, look here what Mr. Gideon gave me." Called it Mr. Gideon, you know. And she said, "Will you read to me?" Well, you know, come on. She crawled up in his lap. And would you believe that man made a profession of faith? And the whole family was brought to Christ through that girl and through this one testament. They tell us that an average Bible will have contact with approximately 33,000 contacts. Excuse me. Now that, to me, that sounds kind of hard to believe, but that's how many different ones will be exposed to the Word of God. And people like you are the ones to receive credit and blessings for it, because you keep them going. You keep them distributed. Well, I've got to hurry on. As I say, I could tell you a story with each one of these. We have this that we put in the hospitals. We have a Bible here, which these are our own that we carry. A Gideon's always supposed to have his Bible with him, and sometimes it's kind of embarrassing when we don't have. If I don't have a coat or a pocket or something to put it in. But we try to always have our Bible with us. We have them that we give to nursing homes, and we have them in large print so that people can read them. Makes the reading easier. The auxiliary give Bibles to the nurses. We give them out to the armed services. There's a few moms that have sons. There's a story, I'll have to cut it short, but this young man went to Vietnam. And over there, of course, his mother was worried and concerned about him. She knew that he never made a profession of faith. And she got word one day that he was killed. And when they sent home his personal belongings, and she was going through it, the Bible that we give them is about this size. And as she was going through the belongings, she found a little testament in there like this. It had been given out by the Gideons. And she was looking through it, and she found some places where it had been marked. We all do that. And in the back, it had his name and the date of his profession of faith that he made. Now, what could be more soothing to a grieving mother than to know that her son was resting in peace? You have a part in that testimony. Let us bow our heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, again we call upon thy precious name to find favor with each and every one here this morning. Be with the baptism that's to follow. Lord, revive and re-strengthen us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll be at the back if you want to contribute. I'll stand back there and have the Bible open. If you want to make out a check, make it out to Gideon's International. And I have some envelopes if you want an envelope. I don't have time to comment on the Bible rack, but please use it. You can buy cards and donate, buy Bibles rather, and donate in memory or in honor. And I'm sure that the brother here will steer you more about it, and we want to turn it back over to you at this time, Brother Hammond.
This time we'd like to stand and turn in our song books to 342. This song says, "Have thine own way, Lord." And I trust you'll let the Lord have his way in your life today. 342, "Have thine own way, Lord," as we stand to sing.